Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Tessa Randello. The plan for a Hobart Stadium has made it to the federal government. Labor members telling the Senate that the state government hasn't asked for funds for the project yet. And Senator Jacqui Lambie says the money needs to be used to help the cost of living, health and housing crisis, not a new stadium.
But if we're going to back this, what do you say to the people sleeping in their cars? Here's some free tickets, go on your way. Do you just tell pensioners freezing in their homes in winter because they can't afford their power bills that we'll send them some AFL-branded socks? Fair dinkum.
Meantime, Parliament set to move a censure motion against former PM Scott Morrison this week following a report into his secret appointment of multiple portfolios. A Public Accounts Committee hasn't gotten to the bottom of how the grants were chosen for the state government's Local Communities Facilities Fund. The question of why the money came from the Treasurer's Fund, which is usually for unforeseen circumstances and not the budget, is under scrutiny. But Treasurer Michael Ferguson wouldn't answer questions about the criteria for who was granted a bit of the $14.9 million fund. Star-studded Mona Sessions, Grammy Award-winning Bon Iver and full spectrum of artists will perform across Hobart and Launceston. That's for next year's Mona FOMA Festival, which has now released a full lineup for the event. And Australia's top family-friendly suburbs have been named, and it's Otago in Hobart's Eastern Shore. It's topped Well Money's list, beating out mainland contenders. The Socceroos are putting the weekend's win over Tunisia behind them and focusing on Thursday morning's clash with Denmark. Former Socceroo-turned-commentator Craig Foster says he reckons we'll get another win.
Particularly in that last 20, 30 minutes, you know, everyone saw an incredible passion they had, you know, the perseverance, flying into tackles. That determination was amazing.
As long as France beats or draws with Tunisia, we just need to draw with the Danish team to get through to the next stage.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.